It's a good God, a great God. And the praises really went up today. You know why? Praise confused the enemy. And the enemy don't care who he comes against. Just like Pastor Mike said, if he know you're going in the direction of God, he's going to come against you. Saints of God, be wise. Be alert. Look, watch, as well as pray. Because he's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's come to destroy God's miracle church.
Amen.
And that ain't going to happen. That is not going to happen. I'm going to tell you that. Because God didn't bring us this far to leave us. Amen. Go ahead and pray. Your job to pray.
Okay. Father, once again, we come in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanking you, Lord, for the many, many blessings that you bestowed along our pathway, dear Lord. Thanking you, Lord, that in your word you promised never to leave us or forsake us, Lord. You said in your word, dear Lord, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you've already promised to bring us through, and you've already brought us through, dear Lord. Father, you said, think it not strange the fiery trials and the testing, Lord. Just come to test your faith, dear Lord. But, Father, we know that we've already overcome by the word of our testimony, the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah. Father, we thank you today for your peace on the inside, dear Lord, in spite of and because of, dear Lord, because you are God, and beside you there is none other, dear Lord. Great is your name, and it's greatly to be praised, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you even for touching our eyes this morning,
yes,
dear Lord.
Yes,
allowing
Lord.
Us the opportunity once again, Lord, to assemble here, Lord. Hallelujah. To partake of your grace and your mercy, Lord. Your splendor, dear Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord, your compassion faileth not, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Saying how great you are. Hallelujah. How faithful you are, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. We want to say we love you so much, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We know, Lord, hallelujah, that we'd never, hallelujah, ever leave your presence, dear Lord. Hallelujah, because you're with us every day, every step of the way, dear Lord. Father, we thank you for continuing to order our footsteps, dear Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. And we just bless and we honor you, Lord, giving you the glory, honor, and the praise for your faithfulness, dear Lord. Holy Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
May be seated. Hallelujah. Our God is a great God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's our message. How great is our God? You know, last Sunday, the praise singers sang, How Great is Our God. They sung that, and they sung that, and they sung that. And it rung in my heart all the week, not knowing that I'd have to be standing up here today because it was Pastor Sunday. Hallelujah. But how great is our God? Hallelujah. How great and merciful. It's the God that we serve, the one, hallelujah, that placed us in our mother's womb. He said before we were born, he knew us. That's how great God is, hallelujah. He had ordained us even to be sitting right here this Sunday. You think you made a decision to come? No, God ordered your steps here because our God is a great God. Our God is a merciful God. Our God is a kind and a just God. God is a healer. He is a deliverer. Hallelujah. He's our strengthener. Hallelujah. He's our provider. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the one, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, hung on that cross. Hallelujah. So that we would have life.
Yeah.
We need life.
Yeah.
The body of Christ needs life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The body of Christ needs life. Hallelujah. We don't need to play games. We don't need to play foolish games. Hallelujah. Jesus is soon to come. We need to be ready. Don't get ready, saints of God. Don't get ready. Be ready. Because you don't know. He might come in the next second. Are you ready? Are you sure you're going with him? Or will you be left behind? It's time now to get it right. Because we serve a great and a mighty God. Hallelujah. Psalms 145 tells us about him.
How far you want me to go?
Tell you to God, tell you to stop.
I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of the terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy greatness and shall sing of thy righteousness.
God is a great and mighty God. His name is the name above all name. What a wonderful name it is. That name of Jesus that those praise singers sung this morning.
Amen.
They ministered. They didn't just sing this morning. They ministered. And they should have ministered to our hearts to recognize who we serve and why we serve him. He's a great and a mighty God. He's everything that we could ever need. Hallelujah. I believe that, hallelujah, if we had really, really understood who God is, we would really do a better job. Don't you think we would do a better job? Don't you think if we really knew who we really serve, we would do a better job? We would live a better life. We would do exactly what he called us to do because he's mighty. One thing I know about God, God don't play. When God said to do something, he means to do it. Yeah, he might let you get old, die with it for a little while, because he give us opportunity after opportunity. But after a while, God said, I pull the hedge back and allow the enemy to come against you. See, that's God. He's got a right to do that. Because we belong to him. Amen? Hallelujah. We don't have a right to do everything that we want to do. Our bodies are the temple of the living God. And God has given us instructions from Genesis to Revelation as to how to live the victorious life.
Amen.
But sometimes we choose not to do that. Sometimes we choose to do it our way. You know something? I tried in my way for years. Didn't melt to a hill of beans, as my father would say. Not a hill of beans. But when I accepted Jesus as the Lord of my life, and I decided to do it his way, things got better. Now, things didn't get perfect because we won't be perfected until we see Jesus face to face. But he's called us to live a victorious life because he's a great God.
Yes.
Go ahead. You got some more to read?
Okay. Yes, I do. And they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy greatness and thy goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. That kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
Yes.
And their dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up those that be bowed down.
You know, when we view God as that little small God, we become little small Christians. You know that? We become little weak Christians when we view God as just like a human, you know? Somebody just to go to when I need something. You know, I was listening to a man yesterday that said, Jesus stands at the door and knock. If any man opens, he'll come in. But this man was saying, we know that Jesus is standing at the door and knocking. We go to the door and crack the door and say, Jesus, I need such and such a thing, and then close the door, never letting him come in. Hallelujah. Have you really let Jesus come into your heart this morning? That great and that mighty God. Or do you see him as a little Santa Claus God? Or see him as somebody that you just go to when you need something? No, he wants our attention daily. Every minute of every day. You say, well, I got to go to work. Can't you work with Jesus?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can't you work alongside him? Amen. He lives on the inside of you. So why do you have to put him down to go to work or to go to school or to go to play or go to the clubs? Uh-oh. Wonder where that came from.
I don't know.
From the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know why? Because, see, he ain't going everywhere with you. You got to live like something. because we serve a great and a mighty God.
Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up those that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon him, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed. My mouth shall speak of the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Hallelujah. That praises that went up this morning, God expects that every day. He expects us to praise him because he gave us the voice. Do you know you're blessed to wake up this morning with a voice? Do you know some people laid down tonight and they woke up and they couldn't speak a word? Amen. They couldn't move. Hallelujah. They'll never move again. But God has given us one more day. One more day to praise him. One more day to tell him how much we love him. You know, we all always talking about God loving us. God has a desire to hear us tell him that we love him beyond everything. He has a desire, hallelujah, that we get up in the morning, hallelujah. That's why we're staying together, because we do get up in the morning. We're staying together because we hear. We can hear him together. You know, when you really fellowship, you can hear God. And he don't speak one thing to me and speaks another thing to her. God is a great and mighty God. All he wants us to do is praise him. Yes. Hallelujah. He wants us to let him know that we appreciate him. Yes. We appreciate the work, yes, hallelujah, of, yes, the cross. Yes. We appreciate the shedding of his blood. Yes. We don't trample it anymore, yes, under our feet. Hallelujah. He wants us to know that we realize what Jesus did for us. Without that cross, without Jesus, we all are doomed to hell and to a lake of fire. There is a lake of fire. But God has brought us to a place where we don't have to be concerned about that. Hallelujah. I know without a doubt where I'm going to spend eternity. Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? Have you really done what God has called you to do? Well, is there unforgiveness in your heart? Is there hatred in your heart? Is there malice in your heart? These are the things that he said, these people will have that place in the lake of fire. He said it. It's not my word. Read it in the word. Go to Revelation 21, I believe it is, and see what it takes to get to heaven. See what it takes to walk that life that God has called us to walk. The blood has covered us. We are saved. Saints of God, you're saved. You're here. Evidently, you're here is because you love the Lord. If not, you're fooling yourself. You know, I used to go to church just because it was Sunday. I really did. Had no idea who Jesus was. Just sitting up in there, living any old kind of way. Headed straight for hell. But God, hallelujah, one day in 1987, he got a hold of me. He turned me around. He turned me upside down. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And here I stay in this morning, knowing without a doubt. Do you really know? Do you really know if Jesus was to come today? Have you laid down those things that so easily beset you? Have you come against the unforgiveness? Lord, there's nothing nobody can do to you that means would make you want to live eternally in a lake of fire. Amen. You know, half the things people did to you, they don't even remember. They don't remember. You just carrying it on. The devil, your adversary, the enemy, just keep bringing it back to your mind. You remember when she said this, and you remember when she did this, and you remember when he did this. What difference does it make? Not one difference. It don't make a difference in the world what people have done to you. What did they do to Jesus? They ain't did near as much to you as they did to Jesus. And he paid the price for every one of us. Let God be God in your life. Let him, hallelujah, change you from the inside out. Yeah, we look pretty on the outside. But what's going on in that inside? What's in the heart? The heart of man is what God looks at. He said the heart is forever deceitful. Who can know it? Yeah, I can look at you all day long and think you're all right. But God knows you. God knows you. Let him know the truth of you. Let him know who he intended you to be. God loves us so much. He really does love us so much. And all our job is to love him back. You got anything else?
Well, this is all done.
Not except for.
That's it for 1 and 12.
Linda doing all right?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing here. As I was standing here, the words of a song kept echoing in my heart. Not going to sing them, but the words. The word says, a pure heart.
Yes.
That's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee. A heart that hides the word so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one you long to live. A heart that you rule and reign. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. And the only way that we can please God is to have a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. We have to develop a relationship. There's the biggest difference in knowing him or reading about him or thinking about him or worshiping him. You need a relationship. Because with a relationship with God, you end up being a friend of God. You end up being a buddy of God. He talks to you all day long. I mean, if you get in the car to go to the wrong place, he said, you're not going to Steinmart today. Mm-hmm. You know, go to that grocery store and go back home. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's how it is when he becomes a friend of yours. He leads, he guides, he directs you. You laugh together. I mean, it's nothing like it. It's just nothing like it. We have to seek for a pure heart because that's the only heart that's going to really follow hard after God. That's the only heart, the type of heart that's going to continue to worship him, continue to praise him. You'll find yourself blessing him every day of your life. You'll find yourself constantly thanking him for this and thanking him for that. One day I sat down and I started to write down the number of things I thanked him for. I think I was up like about 500 or 600 and I was still going, you know. And I was like, I didn't know that much was in my head, you know. But I just want you to get that relationship. You'll find that there's nothing in this world like it. Because when you get a relationship with God, the thing about it is you'll talk to him about your wrongs. You'll talk to him about your rights. Mm-hmm. You'll talk to him about the things that you don't agree with. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll say some things to me, and I say, I just don't agree today. Mm-hmm. You know, we're on a different lane. We're in a different lane. But the thing of it is, you know, as I listen, he helped me to understand why I can't do this, or why I can't do that, or why I should do this, or why I should call this person, da-da-da-da-da-da. And it kind of goes on and on and on. So the neat thing about having a relationship with God is that in his direction, he'll talk to you every day about what you need to do. So many times we say, Lord, order our steps. The steps of the righteous, order of the Lord. But we find out that the steps are the ones that we've ordered ourselves.
Yes.
So
yes.
The thing about it is that when you truly, really, really be sincere and honest about him ordering your steps, he will do just that because he'll continue to tell you, today I want you to call so-and-so. You know, he'll give you maybe 3 people. He'll give you 2 people. He'll talk to you about people that really need to hear from him, that need to hear a kind voice on the other end, that need to hear encouragement. He just makes your day to the point that every day when you, the end of the day, you'll feel so good because you know that you've pleased him, that you've heard from him, that you've done what he's asked you to do. So I just encourage you to really, really seek his face. Don't turn him loose. Just grab hold and just hold on and just press in to the things of God, and you'll find it's the best life that you could ever live.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Go ahead and talk, Father.
This tag team is something. No. Hallelujah. And we're talking about how great God is. And we just want everybody. You know, us as pastors and our pastor, all we want is the growth of God's people. When we hear testimonies and we hear about people growing and we hear about people standing, even in the midst of cancer and all the different stuff that you go through, it blesses our heart. That's all we want. We don't want anything. I want your money. I want nothing. Give your money to God. There it is over there. Give your money to God. But that's not something we at God's Miracle Church want. We want the growth of God's people so that when Jesus comes, we all get out here together. I truly believe we're going to live. I'm 81. I believe I'm going to live until Jesus comes. I really do. I believe it. It's in my heart. I believe God has spoken it to me, that I'm going to see that glorious day when he said, come up here. Hallelujah. And we all get to heaven together.
I got
to
put up with you that long. Lord Jesus.
But when we all get to heaven, you got to put up with me.
I'm moving to the other end.
God is good. He's merciful. And you know, sometimes this is the way God talked to us together. Mm-hmm. He laughs with us. Mm-hmm. He cries with us. You know, one morning we got up and God was crying so much. Right after this pandemic things mm-hmm. to happen. Mm-hmm. And God was crying so hard that all we could do was cry with him. He said, my people don't trust me. He said, they don't believe me. He said, they don't trust me. We said, God, we trust you. We're going to keep on moving. We're not going to be afraid. We're going to be wise. We're going to wear our masks. We're going to take our temperatures. But we're going to trust you to keep us. And you know what God said? If you can't come into my house and be safe, you can't go to the grocery store. He said, don't go to work. He said, if you can't come in my house and feel like you're safe, he said, don't go anywhere else. That's the great God that we serve. Hallelujah. Is that one? He's going to tell us hallelujah. He said in 40:12, he asked, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, marked off the heavens by the span, calculated the dust of the earth, this God we're talking about, by the measure, and weighed the mountains in balance and the hills in a pair of scales. That's what I read. So measuring water in the hollow, a palm of his hand, he can hold the ocean, the great God we serve, in his hand. Marking off the heavens by span, he can stretch out his hands and span the whole universe. That's how great the God is we serve, hallelujah. Calculating the dust of the earth, God can take the dust of the earth and measure it up in his cup. That's how big his cup is. Hallelujah. That's how big our God is. Weighing the mountains and hills in balance, God can put the mountain on one side of his scale and his weight on the other side of his scale and see how large the mountains is. God is the one. Hallelujah. Verse 13 and 14.
Okay. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, has taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Who did that?
There's nobody as wise as God. Nobody has ever directed, counseled, or taught the Lord anything.
That's right. That's right.
God is never surprised, never amazed, and never wonders about anything. Whenever God asks a question, it is not for him. It is for the one he is talking to. Remember Adam?
15, 16, 17. Mm-hmm. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the smallest dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity.
This speaks of God's immensity, his largeness, his greatness. America is just a drop in the bucket to God. We are regarded as mere specks of dust. Does that tell you how great our God is. Hallelujah. What do you do with dust? You take a rag, wipe it away. All the nations are nothing to him, meaningless. He loves his people. The greatest nations cannot compare with the power, might, and strength of God. 18.
To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will you compare him to?
He's incomparable. You cannot compare God to anything or anyone. That's it.
Okay. 19 and 20.
Y'all help us up here, please pray.
The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he has no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Is that 20?
An idol is made of precious metals that God himself created. So how can these idols compare with God? What idols have you put before God today? Amen. Think about it. Amen. What have you put before God today? What have you made an idol in your life? Is it your children? Is it your husband? Is it your mother, your father? Is it this church? Amen. Think about it. Okay, 21.
Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
Of course you know. And I know you've heard it because it's been preached many times, you know. However, do you believe? Do you believe what the word says? And if you do believe, why do you live the way that you live? Why do you do the things that God tells you not to do instead of walking in the path that he shows you how to walk? Think about it, saints of God. 21.
Okay. Now, I want to say something about idols. You know, sometimes we have things in our home that we cherish that we don't deem as idols, but they really are. Many years ago, we used to go out and do deliverances and do house cleanings, and you'd be surprised at the things that people would have. It was nothing to go to somebody's house and they had like 35 or 40 elephants, or they had all kinds of roosters. There was one young lady that worked with somebody at one time, and she was not able, she had gotten sick, and she was not able to come out of her house at all. What happened was, she said, I don't know what in the world is going on. She says, I've been to the doctor, they can't find anything. So she said, please come over here and pray. And so we got the little crew together in the little Volkswagen van, went on over there to pray. And lo and behold, when we got in there, she was talking about these statues that had been sent to her from Africa. And she had roosters, fighting roosters, those that people worship all over the house. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were idols and all kinds of things that she really cherished because they really were extremely valuable. When I got near them, my spirit repelled them, so I couldn't even stand up hardly. So we told her what was going on, that this was what was happening in her house. She had even these fighting warriors that they have over in Africa, you know. And you could just feel the evil spirit emanate from them. So when we told her about that, she said, I'm so sick, I don't care what you take out of here. We got a trash bag. We got those things out of that house, and that woman went back to work when?
The next day.
And so as I pondered about a lot of these things, I was talking to the Lord one day, and I was reading a book, and a man was saying that he had inherited these precious scarves from his parents. They had come down from about four generations. Somebody in China had given them to him. And he said, I just cherished them. And he said, I could not figure why we couldn't prosper. He said, I made a lot of money, but it looks like it was just going out the door. All kinds of situations began to happen. So he said, the Lord told him, said, it's those scarves that you got. He said, those are an item of worship. He said, they were worship over there. He said, I know they meant a lot to you and your family. You couldn't wait for them to be passed on to you. He said, but I'm telling you, that's an idol, that's a hindrance, and they emanate all kinds of spirits of lack in your household. He had to get rid of them. So I sat there kind of smugly. I said, well, I know I don't have any of those things in here. And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, what are you talking about, Dad? Because what had happened was I had a lot of books I'd like to read, a lot of different books on mysteries and all kinds of phenomena and things associated with all kinds of crazy stuff. So one day he said, you got to go through those books. This was even prior to hearing this man talk. I closed my eyes. I stacked up books like that all around. And I just closed my eyes. I asked, do I keep it? Do I throw it away? I had two bags. By the time I got finished, I had something probably about like this. But, you know, and what happened was when I was asking him about the idols in the house, he said, you got some dragons? I said, I don't have no dragons in here. And I said, me? And he said, yeah. And this man was talking about these dragons that are worshipped in China. You've seen the parades where they have those dragons with the flowing tails. So what I did was I went to the closet. He said, go in there and look at that robe in there. I had purchased a couple of robes from one of the Chinese stores or whatever. And right on the back of one, it had a long dragon with a flowing tail. He said, I told you so. So, I mean, that's what happens when you develop relationship. You cannot beat it. He does not let anything be around you or anything that would hinder you in any way. He tells you everything that you need to know in order to live a happy life, in order to have a home that's cleaned out, that's refreshed. You won't hear those spirits creaking through. So many people have called us for those home deliverances because they couldn't sleep. One lady, her whole ceiling had cracked. Mm-hmm. The spirits had tore up the ceiling. And so, but anyway, think about what you got that you really idolize. I used to collect a lot of figurines of angels and things that I really cherish a lot. And if I even had a really nice pair of shoes that cost a little money, and I said, oh, these are my favorites, the next thing I look at, I walked in a hole and tore the heels off. But that was when I really cherished things that I had. I don't care now because I'm going to the cheapest store and get the best thing I can find. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are grasshoppers, that searcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
God has authority over the whole earth. God has authority over the multitudes. God has authority over the heavens. God has authority over the rulers of the earth. And God sees kings rise and fall. We're dealing in an election year. God's going to put in that office who he wants to put in that office. All he tells us to do is pray for those in authority. Amen. We can't keep on putting our mouths on not one candidate or the other. Let's lift them up, and God knows what he's doing. You know, God said, I set up good kings, bad kings. Bad kings to judge a nation. You know this nation is under judgment. Mm. So we are getting what we deserve. Only thing that who are not getting what they deserve is us, honestly. So, hallelujah, 25 and 26.
24? Yes. You want 24? You want 25? Mm-hmm. Okay. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One, but they that wait upon the Lord. Yeah. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, and not one faileth.
There is nothing that compares to God. God called every star. And he knows them all. Do you see how great our God is? He's not to be taken lightly. He's not to be played with. He's to be reverenced and honored and worshiped. He's to be put before everything. His holiness, he's too pure to look on sin. His wrath, he punishes the evildoer. His grace, he extends to his elect in Christ Jesus. His patience, he refrains from punishing evildoers today, but gives opportunity for repentance. His faithfulness, he never forgets his promise, nor fails to fulfill them. If we saw the greatness of God, we'd change from one degree of glory to the next. If we really recognize who our God is, if we saw the greatness of God, we would totally be obedient to him. If we saw the greatness of God, we would praise him without ceasing and worship him continually. Let us just praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Close us up. Hallelujah. I pray that we came to an understanding that we do serve a great God. And he is able to work out every situation in our life. He's able to bring us through anything that we're going through. I bet everybody in here going through something. I bet you are. Because many of the afflictions of the righteous. So if you're not going through something, you better check yourself. Because you might not be so righteous. He said, many are the afflictions of the right. He said, but I'll deliver you from them all. And that's what we're looking for. I don't care. Do whatever you want to.
Well, we open the doors of the church. Doors of the church are always open. If there's anybody at this point in time that needs prayer for anything, needs someone to touch and agree,